Going today?
They're going A+.
All right.
The afternoon to you guys.
Yes, to you. I'm a little distracted right now today. I'm a little distracted today.
Is there a reason?
Just a lot of things behind the scenes, you know. When Kyle's duct taping things together, or when Dave was duct taping things together to get the broadcast going. That's kind of what's going on right now.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's behind the curtain, and there's an evil person wielding all
a
sorts
gremlin.
Of things. Yeah, it's just
not me. I'm just
sitting it's not
here.
Dave. Dave yeah. hasn't even asked what's going on. He hasn't even seemed concerned.
He knows how all about duct tape. Duct tape
and chewing gum wrappers and every other thing.
Yeah. One thing we were talking about, Kevin, I know Mountain West Media Days are coming up short. When are they, actually? Next week?
Next week.
Next week.
I think Wyoming's, our division is the 26th.
Okay. So they're taking the cue from the other conferences, and Media Days is spread out all the way around.
So you mean each team doesn't get a full day of media attention?
That doesn't sound like it.
No, the SEC never did. Yeah, the SEC didn't do that either. Don't they do? They do divisions, right? Mountain and then West.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we were talking about this. I think the power of the conference lies in the Mountain. The best team in the Mountain West, though, is in the West Division, and that's San Diego State. That's what I see. If they find consistent play at quarterback, because they got all the other pieces to be really, really good once again.
Yeah, no, they're going to be very good, and as long as Rocky Long's around, they're going to be good. You know, he's just one of those guys.
And that's what I was telling Dave too. And I listen. I know. The passion at New Mexico is for basketball, but that's one of those things you don't know what you got until it's gone with Rocky Long. And
I know it.
He consistently went to bowl games. They won 7 to 9 games a year. And the powers that be thought it was better to pay Steve Alford a buku amount of bucks for basketball and let Rocky hang out in the wind, and he had enough.
You know, he did a marvelous job there. We know how bad they've been over the years, and he turned it around, and he was consistently winning. But I think even though you were consistently winning, it's still frustrating to not receive the exposure, maybe the accolades that you deserve, because basketball is where it's at with them. And there's other programs in the country that face that situation, but New Mexico is not a football state. It's a basketball state, and the university is a basketball school, and I think Rocky just got tired of fighting that. Even though he was winning games and doing really well, crowds weren't there. The support just wasn't what he felt it should be, and what they deserved. And so, time to move on. You know, not that he's getting a lot of crowd support at San Diego State by any means, but. It's a little easier to recruit there, I do believe.
I was going to say, he kind of went to the same situation, because you and I have gone to San Diego State for years and years and years and years, and they never have drawn big crowds in football, no matter good, bad, or indifferent. They just don't draw well. And now with what Steve Fisher's doing, he's kind of in the same situation there. All the emphasis and all the accolades and everything is over on the basketball side. And in San Diego, he's got the Chargers and he's got the Padres, and and San Diego is a pro sports town.
Oh, it sure is. There's no doubt about it. And you're right, Dave. He's run into the same situation that I suppose he totally didn't expect. But on the other hand, it's sure a lot easier to get the players you want to get. And I think at this point. When he was at New Mexico, I think he had a little different mindset. And now, as he's older and he's been around, I think now it's all about, let's just get really good players and be really good. And we'd sure like to have that stadium full, but let's win games.
Definitely. So Kevin McKinney joining us here in the Sports Zone. Do you think, and you may hit on it just a little bit there, but do you think it can be a sustained success? Does Rocky seem like the guy that would find success and move on, or is he at that spot where he just kind of, wants to build this thing and see how far he can take it?
I believe that it's the latter. I think he's at a place where he really wants to stay. Let's face it, he's in a retirement area anyway. who wouldn't want to retire to San Diego? But I think that he's gotten to the point in his career. I have no idea, honestly.
Right.
He may go to UCLA next. But I think that he's to the point where he wants to be successful. I'm sure that the family enjoys being there. I don't know that either, but I would imagine they do. Everybody else does. And let's just win games, and maybe this is where I close it out. And who would argue with him? I think that would be a great way to finish up your career, especially having the success they are. But Rocky has always been a good recruiter to what he wants to do, and it's got to be a lot easier there than probably any place else in the league. What am I saying? Probably it is, and so why not stay and let's retire there,
Kevin? There's a lot of us wouldn't mind spending a lot more time in San Diego. That's true, but there's not very many people who want to spend any time in Fresno. But that's the other side of the coin when it comes to California. But you know, let's talk about the Wyoming Cowboys for a minute, because we're getting ready. We're only three weeks now. We're a little over 2 weeks, I guess, from the opening of fall camp in Laramie. You know, it's hard for us anymore as members of the media to get a feel for what's going on in the program, because we can't watch practice. Let's be honest about it. You get a little bit in the beginning, a little bit at the end. Hard to, we used to be come over and watch practice and know a little bit more about what was going on and everything. But as I talk to the guys over there in the football program area, there seems to be a lot of more enthusiasm this year, a lot more hope. What kind of feeling are you getting out of the football program about this coming year and about the team and what their expectations are for this football team in the third year of the rebuilding program that Craig Bohl is undertaken over there?
Well, always a good question, Dave. And I think every year at this point, everybody's so excited about the prospects. But I would say that I get that same feeling. I think that, there, especially on the offensive side, there's enough guys who have played a lot of football that really think they have an opportunity to be outstanding. I think the defense feels, with guys like Wingard and even Carl Granderson, some of those guys, they feel like they can be better. They've still got a ways to go there. I think both sides have a ways to go, but the offense is further along by far. And if Josh Allen can come along and I guess grow into his ability and lead the offense, there are plenty of weapons that will cause people trouble. And anytime you have Hill in your backfield, I don't care who you're playing, they're going to have trouble stopping the guy. And so the Cowboys can run the football. I think they've got good receivers. I think the offensive line is much more solid and grounded, and they've been together. And last year at this time, we really couldn't talk that way, Dave. And now I feel like we can, that there's a lot of good pieces to this puzzle. And I know there's more parts that need to be that the Cowboys need, but they've got a lot more pieces than they have had over the last couple of years, and I think that'll be exciting. And it's going to be a tough schedule. This will be by far more difficult than it was a year ago, but I think the Cowboys are more geared to playing a better schedule with the guys they've got coming back.
I'm with you on that one, Kevin. I don't know how many more wins that will translate into, but you're right about the pieces. The areas of concern I think I have, and it's and one of them is the defensive front, and that's been an area of concern for Wyoming football. There's been some good individuals, but the entire unit, it's been tough to get the group to be a cohesive one. And maybe the linebackers aren't where Coach Bull necessarily wants them to be. I think there's some good players there, but you know, you had some guys that switched over from offense and some new guys. I would say the front seven looks like that might be an area of concern more than any other.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And when you start talking about all of this, the major concern is depth. And those areas you're talking about, it's just magnified. Can the frontline guys hold their own? Well, I suppose they can. But can they hang in there through a very rigorous schedule? And what kind of guys are behind them? That's generally the issue that Wyoming and programs like Wyoming have. And that will be an issue this year. How deep is this team in that front seven? But really in a lot of places. How deep is it in the offensive line? That's always a question. But that front seven defensively, they're going to have to stay healthy, those guys. And we all know that's a very difficult chore during a long season, especially when you've got teams like the Cowboys you're going to be facing.
I loved a picture I saw on social media today with Larry Shyatt, Scott Duncan, Josh Adams, Derek Cook, and Larry Nance all together eating dinner in Vegas for the Summer League. Wyoming takeover right there, and it was a really, really cool picture to see right there. It probably makes you guys proud to see that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, and what a good bunch of guys there. I know that was really, really neat to see, what kind of a summer has Larry Nance had? It's mm-hmm. just amazing how he's come along. And Derek Cook seems to be hanging in there, too. I don't really know about Josh or what they're really saying about him. I'm not saying much about him, but what they're thinking about him. But Larry Nance, wow, he is really becoming an NBA guy.
One thing about Derek Cook, and Dave and I also talked about this yesterday, is the improvements. I mean, you can remember when he first stepped onto campus at Wyoming, the athleticism was there, but he wasn't a basketball player.
No.
I mean, he wasn't. And he turned into a really good basketball player to the point where, I mean, you know the story. He got him a contract overseas, and now he's parlayed that into a D-League this past year and getting a tryout with the Phoenix Suns in the Summer League. This guy has gotten it, and if he gets the right coaching, and it's nice to see Scott there in Phoenix along with DC, who knows what he could turn that into?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always terrific when you see a player, and I'm mindful of Theo Ratliff. They know what they can do, and they know what they can't do, and so they just concentrate on what they do best. And a lot of times that can carry you a long way, and it certainly did Theo. He was a shot blocker here, not much of an offensive player. So he went to the NBA as a shot blocker, made his name as a shot blocker, but along the way got a little bit better in these other areas to become a long, long pro career. And I think that's where a guy like DC is. He knows what he is good at. He knows what he's not very good at. And so while he works on that, he just accentuates what he's very good at, and he's certainly got some outstanding tools.
Always good to talk, Kevin. We appreciate it. Are you headed to, or will you be going to Vegas for media days?
I will not.
You will not be headed there. Okay.
Tim will be going on that.
Okay.
I would like to have been at that dinner, though.
That would have been, yeah, a fly on the wall, right?
I'll bet they had a good time.
You've been promoted out of that travel job, huh?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So
now you have to just worry about traveling all season.
Yeah, which is fine. We're ready to go.
Are you?
So, yeah.
All right, Kevin. We'll talk
okay,
at you
guys.
Next week.
We'll talk.
All right. See you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program as he does every Tuesday.